Welcome to Expect Increase, where mindset and sales meet. This is episode 83, Loving Yourself in the Midst of Growth. Hi, I'm Sherit Richardson, founder of Digital Innovation Media Group, where I'm the lead designer and head marketing strategist. And what we do is we help business owners convert their traffic to more clients, followers, and engagement. You can get more information at digitalinnovationmg.com. And I'm joined today, as always, by Rashana Price. How are you?
Hey, Sherit, I'm doing great. Hello, everyone. I am Rashana Price. I am a leadership and success coach and trademark owner of the phrase giver of awesomeness. I truly believe everyone has something awesome to offer the world. It is their gifts and talents. And I help my clients do that through coaching, speaking, and training. You can learn more about me at RashanaPrice.com.
Cool. So we're talking about loving yourself in the midst of growth. And this is something that we can both relate to because we're both in the growth phase right now. So I'm going to let you lead the discussion and I'm going to chime in.
Yeah. So I really wanted us to talk about this because growth can be hard to see.
Yes.
We both have children, and even when you're watching them grow, sometimes you miss it because they're right in front of you every day. But then when someone sees them and hasn't seen them in a long time, they're like, oh my gosh, look how tall they are, like how they've grown. And you're like, yeah, they have. But
right.
It's so gradual when you're there every day. Mm-hmm. And that concept I've been really watching and studying, maybe because my children are growing. My son is almost, he's like at my shoulder. And I can remember when he was at my waist.
Right.
But it's also true in my business. Like I can remember when I had one client, two clients, and now like it's continuing to grow. I have new clients. I have bigger clients, nonprofits, churches, right? Like it went from individuals to still individuals, but then also these entities. Mm-hmm. And yet when I look at my business, it feels like two steps forward, one step back. And how I've had to really even just coach myself and make sure that I'm keeping my mindset in the loving stage of loving me and loving the work and loving the process, even though sometimes it's hard. Can you relate to that?
Oh my gosh, absolutely. I mean, just when I look back and I see, you know, like last year and this year was a lot of growth. I went from, like you said, those days where I would go, Lord, I have no clients. Oh my gosh, I don't have any clients, or I just have one and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And then now I'm hiring an assistant. I'm hiring someone to help me because I'm at that point where I'm ready to start leading a team. And along this process, you know, I'm just praying, God, prepare me. And, you know, I've been praying that this year, just prepare me spiritually, mentally, physically, of course, financially, just prepare me, because I feel like when you have these moments of growth, you also need to be ready spiritually for them, because a lot of times when opportunity, you know, they say a fool and his money are soon departed, but same thing happens with growth. You know, you can really mess it up if you're not in that right mindset. You know, you can make bad decisions. And so I pray to God for wisdom. Like, give me the wisdom to know what to invest in, you know, how much to invest and things like that. And, you know, this move. I was worried coming here, like, oh my gosh, but it's actually come out to be a very good thing for my business and my family. And it was just something that we didn't see, like, grown, you know, it was growth from, you know, being a part-time pastoring family to now full-time ministering family. And while it's not, I wouldn't say I would pick New Orleans of all places if you asked me if I was living in North Carolina, but God knows best. And it's turned out to be a great place. It's not perfect, but it's definitely has a lot of things that that we did not have, you know, where we used to live. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so that I see where this is going. This is what happens when you just kind of take your hands off the wheel and say, God, you lead. Because I don't, you know, if I drive, I'm going to drive off a cliff. But if you're driving, you're going to know where to turn and, where, you know what potholes are coming up in the road and those kind of things.
Yes.
And it's like, okay, I have to just take a step back and just allow God to lead in my life. And I always say, God, coach me, be my coach, guide me, Lord. Mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. I have a coach, but also I know what, when God speaks and says yes here, no there, I have to be obedient to that in all parts of my life. You know, in ministry, I've learned as a first lady when to say yes and when to say no. And I know now where to put my time and focus in the church and where I want to be used in those areas. And that took time for me to really speak to the Lord and have him tell me, this is where I want you. And the same thing with business. You know, was I ready a year ago? Was I ready for some of the things that are coming up? You know, mentally, physically, spiritually, probably not. But now God has been working on me this year and putting me through several things to show me, okay, this is why that's happened. This is why that happened, because of this right here. Mm-hmm. And so I really definitely see myself. It's not always comfortable, you know, in a growth phase, but when it's over, you can look back and say, wow, this is why, that is why this happened. That is why I did this. Like, we can go look back and say, this is why we moved to New Orleans. You know, this is why.
It was all a big setup. Yeah. Like, right. It was all a setup. It's funny because when I look at your life, I can see, like, of course they had to go to New Orleans because North Carolina was very comfortable.
Yes.
It was very comfortable. Families close by. You knew a lot of people in the area. Like, yeah. It was just a very comfortable life. And I think the thing about that's hard when you know you're called for more and growth is that while comfort is what our body wants spiritually and what God has planned for us, it's usually this big disruption in some way, shape, or form. Something happens.
Yes.
It's a big move that takes you completely out of your comfort zone, or you're like, Lord, like, New Orleans is a cool city to visit, but live? Really?
Right. That's exactly what I said. I was like, are you sure? I did pray that prayer, like, Lord, are you sure? If you're not, if this is not right, just stop it now, Lord. I truly pray that. Yes. And if this is not your will, let me know before the movers show up, Lord.
Like, let it be. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's hard because, like I've said, when you're in the middle of it and you don't necessarily even see how all these puzzle pieces fit together, you believe, you know that he has a picture, but what that picture is, you're like, I'm not totally clear, but I'm going to trust you in that. And then seizing the opportunities. I think the other thing for our listeners, when you're in the middle of growth, is seizing the opportunities, even ones that don't necessarily feel like it or seem like it. Mm-hmm. I'll give you an example. Like, recently, my website, like, I was on a WordPress website and hosted it with GoDaddy and all of that. And then it just started crashing, like, wreaking havoc, all the plugins, like, stuff just was not working. And so right now, if you go to my website, it's really just a landing page with a couple of links. And there's a little disclaimer that says awesomeness dealers are everywhere, even on the internet. Like, mm-hmm. And we're in the process of revamping what this website looks like. Mm-hmm. But it's funny because maybe a month ago, I was saying, gosh, like, I really want to focus my message. Like, I love the fact that I get to help people in leadership and in success. But yeah. When I really transform people's lives, I'm talking about what I talk about in my book, which is bullying and conflict resolution. And that's, like, where my heart is around transformation and helping people identify these bullies in their life, specifically uh-huh. adult women that are in workforces, on teams. They may be the bully themselves, or perhaps they work for a bully or work with a bully. And so now, as the website is down, I went from going, oh my gosh, I can't believe the website is down, to being grateful. Like, this just gives me a chance to revamp and rethink about clarifying the message. And so if you're in the middle of, like, what you may think is a mess or a failure or something that's not going right, if you pause, take a breath, thank God for the opportunity to look at it differently and try to shift your perspective, you may see it completely different.
That is so true. I mean, these things happen all the time, you know, like your website and my old faithful MacBook. I thought, yes. Why is this happening, God, right now? Why but now I have a computer that is 10 times better. Mm-hmm. And I think you're the one said it last year. And you're like, well, maybe you should just get a new one. And I was like, oh no, I'm gonna keep putting, you know, putting some life support and surgery on this one. But it was time. We're like, okay, Sheree, it's time for this thing to go. But now I'm like, I love this new computer. I'm working so much more efficiently. So again, it takes some time. God just says, okay, boom. Okay, since you're not gonna move, here you go.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how do you react to it? Like you say, your website.
It's funny though, because we both have gotten new computers in 2019.
Yeah.
My computer, this is really what happened. So in January, February of this year, of 2019, so last year, mm-hmm. I'm like, where are we? In 2019, almost a year ago,
right.
I was like, okay, Lord, when I came back from speaking on the stage and I was like, I'm going to write this book. I was like, Lord, let this laptop get me through the writing of the book. And then I promise I'll get a new one. That's, you know, right. Like, that's what you said. And yeah. I published the book in July of 2019 and I don't get a new laptop. I just am like, it's good. It's fine. It's still working. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. And so I just keep working on this laptop. And then I started having calls and video conferencing and people would say like, your camera color looks off or you're fading in and out. And then I'd be writing and the image would start to bounce and then like bounce off the screen, like just bounce away. And then in October of 2019, I said, okay, Lord, I did say I was gonna get a computer and I didn't do it. So this is my fault. So thank you for the resources, continue to provide them. And I got a new computer.
Yeah.
And so I think it is that understanding that at the end of 2019, in the beginning of 2020, being able to say, all right, I'm going to do the things I said I was going to do. Like, you've gotten me to this point, but being able to have a new computer, you see like, oh my gosh, I was pumping life support into this thing that was like holding me back, versus now you're like, man, everything's faster. Everything loads better. Everything's cleaner, clearer.
I tell you, it's amazing. It's a great feeling when you're, you know, like when we did record it last week and I wasn't at home. And it used to be, if I wasn't at home with that computer plugged in, and I can say this now, this is funny, but the battery, like if my computer was unplugged, it would just shut off. So, and then when I go somewhere to work, it would take me like up to 30 minutes to turn it on. And I'm like, oh my gosh, the computer just turns right on and I'm able to record my podcast from anywhere now. And it's like, it's crazy. That thing was horrible. I know I should have been replaced that thing, but you know, it's just like, but you know, these things happen. And when you see them as, why is all this happening to you? Just know that, you know, stop and think, okay, for one, you know, God knows what opportunities lies ahead of you. He knows already where your next step is. And he knows where you are right now. And you hit the nail on the head when you said trust. Mm-hmm. You know, I've learned it to say, God, I trust you. So when you're going through these times, just ask God, okay, Lord, okay, obviously you're doing something. So show me the lesson to learn in this. Mm-hmm. Where is the lesson here in this situation, whether it's technology or a loss of a client? You may think, oh my gosh, I'm going under. But you don't know that God may have a corporation right around the corner ready to sign you, because they've been watching you. So a lot of these things may happen, like you said, coming out of your comfort zone. But a lot of times that's preparation for something bigger. So I recommend just praying, you know, for God to prepare you spiritually. Definitely, you know, trusting him, just letting him know, I trust you. Because the reality of it is that there's only so much that we can change anyway. You know, when it's in God's hands, there's nothing you can do, really. But just, you know, how you handle it is just, Lord, I trust you.
Yes.
And he will guide you. Yeah. And he will guide you. You know, because I was like ready to have oh my gosh, my computer. Dear Lord, what am I going to do? And then, I was like, girl, let's buy another one. You know what I mean? But, you know, you can take it one or two ways.
Mm-hmm.
And for you, it's an opportunity because now you can rebrand and come back with a much better website and really, really take 2020 by the horns. And so there's opportunity in the midst of all these, you know, disasters. And I put quotations on that, these disasters and things. And just pray for God to show you that. And he will. you will show yourself in the midst of all that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So when you're out there thinking about what's next for you, or you're in the midst of growth, continue to love yourself. And if you can, love the process, even the painful parts, because there's a lesson in there.
Exactly. And so we definitely hope that you enjoyed listening to this podcast, and we hope this blessed you. If you're going through one of those disasters right now, just look up and just tell God you trust him and he will bless you. Just keep in mind, this is a pre-recorded episode. I'm Sharique. You can find me at Digital Marketing Works on Instagram. My business page on Facebook is Digital Innovation Media Group. And I'm the only Sharique L. Richardson on LinkedIn. Rashana, where can we find you?
You can find me on Facebook and Instagram as Giver of Awesomeness, and on LinkedIn and Twitter as Rashana Price.
Sounds good. We definitely thank you for listening to us, and we will chat with you next time.